Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Lunchtime, and it's Friday, which means it's another addition, who knows, I know how to add, that's besides the point. It's another episode on Friday, so it means it's another episode of Noah's No Doubters. I am Noah Hiles, and folks, if you've been trailing my picks, I just want to say you're welcome for the money. I am 6-0 on the show this week. I'm red hot, which means you should probably fade me today. Just kidding. I'm going to keep giving you winners. For those who haven't tuned in, I've been giving out picks on the show. I've been charting since the start of the month of February so far. Since February, I am 53-45-1 against the spread. And picks that I give out on this show, 28-20, including 6-0 this week. So this might be the week to jump on this strong back of mine if you feel like, you know, making your pockets a little wider. We're going to start off where we always do in the NBA, which has been, again, as I always say, my best league so far. 68% against the spread this year. 68% against the spread by this guy against in the NBA. I'm just asking to jinx myself at this point. Not a lot of picks today on today's show. Part of being a responsible gambler is you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. And I did not like a lot of the lines, a lot of the games on the board today. So just only 5 picks. Normally I try to do 7 or 9, but just only 5 today. So it'll be a quick episode. First pick in the NBA, we're going with the Indiana Pacers -3. I picked the Pacers earlier this week and they covered, but you know, you look at the team they're going against today, the Chicago Bulls. I'm shocked this line isn't double digits. And the fact that it's 3, I think it opened at 4. So people are pretty much Vegas is begging you. They're daring us to go and bet on the Indiana Pacers. And I'll take that dare. I'm not scared that they probably do know something I don't know. I mean, I've got a million things going on. But guess what? I'm still betting -3 Indiana Pacers. The Pacers are just the better team than the Chicago Bulls. First off, the Bulls stink. They're horrible. Why would you ever want to bet on the Chicago Bulls? They don't have Michael Jordan anymore. Derrick Rose has been gone like 3 times from that place. Get out of here with that nonsense. The Pacers are also a good team against the spread on the road, 17-13-1. I believe that's good for tied for 6th best in the NBA. Victor Oladipo, the Pacers' best player, is questionable, but they've won a lot of games without Oladipo this year. They played the whole season without him last year, pretty much, and a lot of the season this year. So I think that team without Oladipo, who is very talented, I think they could still hold their own. So I'm not really concerned if he plays or if he doesn't play. If he does play, that's great. If not, they're still going to be okay. But you're talking about injury report, Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen out tonight for the Chicago Bulls on top of others. So, I mean, those are the two talented guys on that team, and they're not there. The Bulls also just stink against the spread. 27-33-2, that's 6th worst in the NBA. This is a no-doubter. Go ahead and lock it up. Indiana Pacers -3. Second game in the NBA, this one's a little different. I normally like to fade this team, fade them, bet the opposite, however you like to say it. But I'm going with the Orlando Magic tonight, -1.5 against the Timberwolves on the road. The Magic are fighting for a playoff spot. They've actually lost 3 in a row. So they're falling out of playoff contention, and they're in need of a big win. I think they get it today against a team that is absolutely dog doo-doo on the road. Or excuse me, at home. The Minnesota Timberwolves, 7-22-1 against the spread at home. That is good for the worst record against the spread in the NBA at home. In Orlando, Orlando's tied with Indiana, 17-13-1 against the spread on the road. So Timberwolves stink. They don't care. They're horrible at home, especially against the spread, 7-22-1. Orlando's in a desperate spot. They need a win. They're facing a team who doesn't care, a team who never covers at home. They're pretty good against the spread on the road. Lock it in, Orlando Magic, -1.5. That is our second play of the day. We go to the ice where I only have 1 pick, but this is one of my more confident ones. Not a lot of stats and info behind this one. I just think this is a good team to bet on right now. It's the Las Vegas Golden Knights minus 135. Last Friday, we bet the Golden Knights puck line, and you got that cover with 11 seconds left. Boy, was that nice. They're playing a much better opponent this time around. They're taking on the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg. Both of these teams are well-rested. Neither team has played since Tuesday. Vegas, winners in 8 of their last 9. The Jets, winners of 4 straight. I'm going with the longevity here. I think the Knights are just, like I said, the better team, and they're going to keep the good times rolling while I view the Jets as a team that's due to lose. So we're taking the Vegas Golden Knights minus 135 as our third play of the day, our only NHL play. I'm 61% in the NHL this year as far as charting goes. So profit, profit, profit. Last but not least, we head to the college hardwood, and, well, overall charting-wise, haven't been great, and I've been vocal about this. Only 44% on my charting for college basketball, but the picks that I've given out on this show have been winners. 53% correct on the college basketball picks for the show bets. So when I give them to you, they're going to win. Just believe it. Take it to the bank. The stock market's down. The coronavirus is, it's not good, folks. It's bad out there, but guess what? Here's a positive note, is that Noah's No Doubters are going to make you rich. So Duquesne plus one is my first of two college basketball picks. I like the Dukes. Anytime they're an underdog, I like this team. 5-1 against the spread as an underdog this year. Richmond, who they're playing, similar caliber opponent, actually a little ahead of them in the standings overall, and all these teams in the Atlantic 10 are battling for positioning in their conference tournament. The A-10 is always a tournament that sends multiple people into the, you know, NCAA tournament, and with Dayton pretty much a lock this year, there's going to be a lot of other teams that are on the bubble battling to be that second, third, maybe fourth team that breaks into March Madness. So yeah, we're going with the Dukes plus one at home. They really don't have a home, but they're playing in Pittsburgh. They don't have to travel a lot. And a little added inspiration for this pick. My dad, Dana Hiles, big Duquesne Dukes guy, he's all in on Coach Dambrot and company. So I'm trusting his brain here. Let's take the Dukes plus one. And my second and final college basketball pick of the evening is Valparaiso, plus 5.5. This one hurts because they're going against my Loyola Chicago Ramblers. My fandom for Loyola Chicago, I should say, is a great story that I'm sure we'll get to on another episode of the podcast when John's here. But for now, just know that I own multiple articles of clothing that says Loyola Chicago basketball on it. Big Ramblers fan, but it hurts to bet against them, but I'm going to here. Valpo plus 5.5. Valpo is the best team against the spread in the Missouri Valley Conference. They're 20-11 this year against the spread, and they've covered both times they played against Loyola Chicago. Both games, I think Loyola beat them the first time by 3, the second time by 2. And that's the thing I like. If they had beaten Loyola one or two times, I probably would take the Ramblers in this, but the fact that they've kept it close both times but lost tells me it's hard to beat a team 3 times. I'm almost tempted to bet Valpo money line. However, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to stick with the points, 5.5. So to round up our selections for this evening, we have in the NBA, Indiana Pacers minus 3, Orlando Magic minus 1.5, Las Vegas Golden Knights money line minus 135, Duquesne Dukes plus 1, Valparaiso plus 5.5. Again, charting record so far since the start of February, I am 53-45-1. And the picks that I've given you out on this show, 28-20, including 6-0 this week. That's all I got for today. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Noah_Hiles95. And follow us at Twitter at WHBC1480. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We've got a whole bunch of great stuff. We've got more content coming out for you. The conference tournaments are really starting up. We'll dive into that next week. Until then, we'll see you around. Thanks for listening.